Welcome to the fourth and final bonus resource of Time Management for Busy Pastors. We started off with Time Management, How to Get Started, and we want to kind of finish the bonus resources with Time Management, How to Keep Growing, because there's way more to time management than these 35 practices, and there are a lot of things out there that are going to change in your life, change in your context, and you're going to have to constantly keep growing to be able to be effective as a time manager. And maybe one of the things that you can do is really look at, you know, how can we use this particular resource the most effectively? What are the things that you can do with this resource so that you'll get the most out of it? And I think one of the things that you can do is, well, just listen to it several times. Because at different times in your life, you're going to be able to focus on different things that will give you the most return in the area of time management. I think that's one of the things you can do. And Nelson's with me here as well in this resource. Nelson, what are some of the other things you can do?
Well, I just want to piggyback on that one. I think listening to the recording over and over will be of help to you. We'll try to say in all humility, hundreds of hours went into putting together the 35 practices. It's been a lifetime study for me to talk about time management. And even though the chapters were really short and some of the practices we only spent a couple of minutes on, what I tried to say around each practice was as efficient as possible. And the reality is we don't always hear everything. I am amazed sometimes that I go back and listen to my resources and learn something. I'm like, oh, you know, because in the moment it was so dense and the pressure of putting a resource together was so intense, we all naturally forget stuff. And until I had put together the 35 practices, there were some things, you know, that I had not been doing that I know to do, but I hadn't been doing. So I would say listen to it over and over. Maybe you listen to it twice back to back, or maybe even three times back to back, and then schedule yourself, say 3 months from now, 6 months from now, and maybe a year from now to listen to it again. And I hope this resource is sort of a timeless resource. I try not to put a whole lot in the original talk that was bound by time, although the internet may change or something like that may change. Hopefully you can still apply the principles. So yeah, listen to this resource and then pick one or two each time and put them into practice. That's really where it's going to start. You probably can't put all 35 into practice, as I mentioned, in the resource tomorrow. You can't put them all into practice tomorrow. But hopefully, you can take one or two each time and begin to add these tools to your toolbox, these practices to your repertoire, so that you can become an ultimate time manager.
And actually, one thing that we've done that's kind of new on this particular resource, Nelson, that we've done so people can manage their time better, is we've included the audio CD on the resource CD as an MP3 file. So you don't have to rip it or convert it or anything. You can just take the MP3 file of the resource, the main resource, and just listen to it, you know, on your iPod as well as on your CD player.
Yeah, and then as I said at the end of the resource, you want to continue to be a student of time management. And you're never going to be able to read everything that's been written on time management. I haven't done a search on Amazon or anything, but I know for a fact that there's literally hundreds of books on time management. And what we want to do in this last bonus session here is give you some resources that we think that you can study that are ones that we recommend that we've culled through out of a lot of different resources that maybe will help you be most effective.
Yeah, and there are so many out there. It's important that you don't waste too much time reading too many time management books. That would be easy to do. So, Nelson, I know this is an area that's been a study for you for years and years. It's really something I've just begun formally to study. But what are some of the books that you've read that you could recommend to us that you think would really be worth the time?
Yeah, well, let me start actually with a couple of audio resources before we even get into that, because we don't have time always to read books, and sometimes audio resources can be just as effective. There is a audio resource, a collection of six CDs by Bob Harrison called Time Increase. Time Increase. And Bob Harrison is kind of Mr. Increase, and maybe you've been to his website, increase.org. And he wrote did a series of talks. They're shorter talks that he did over this collection of CDs on how to increase your time. And I talked about early on in this recording about determining your values. And I think perhaps no one I've read or heard does a better job at doing that than Bob. And he's a fellow Christ follower. And so I think you'll find this really motivating, and you'll find him to be an engaging teacher. And because he's teaching them live, there's kind of a different feel than perhaps that you find in this resource. And so I would recommend the audio resource Time Increase by Bob Harrison as a great place to start.
Well, that sounds like a great audio resource, Nelson. What about some books?
Well, one that is available as a book and also as an audio resource is Time Power by Brian Tracy. And Brian is in the motivational guru of guys like Zig Ziglar or Tom Hopkins or other folks that are out there, even maybe John Maxwell would be in that same category. But Brian has a collection of CDs called Time Power, and then he also has an accompanying book called Time Power. And I'm not sure which one I like the most, but Brian Tracy is a fanatic about time management, and I found his books to be really helpful. What I might say to our audience of Christian leaders is that Brian is definitely focused on a self-employed audience, an audience that is trying to make $1 million. And so he would say you should be a better time manager because it allows you to make more money. But, you know, you can just replace being a millionaire with being an effective minister, or you can replace making millions with seeing many lives changed, and you can just go on with the books. But he's taught me a lot. And what I like about Brian is that he synthesizes many, many other works. And so you can save yourself a lot of time by just listening to his synthesis of other people's recordings or other people's books. And that's called Time Management by Brian Tracy.
That's great. I know that actually one of the books that we used in some of the coaching networks that we've worked in were by David Allen, right? Getting Things Done, is that one?
Yeah, that would be another one I would put on the top five list. This is a relatively new entry into the time management world, maybe a 5-6-year-old book, but it's been a huge bestseller, and it's created a whole industry around the title of Getting Things Done. And they're Getting Things Done organizers, kind of like the old Franklin Covey organizer systems. But this book is at times tedious to get through. Just to be real honest, sometimes it doesn't always connect the dots as well as some books that have read that are there. But I think it'll give you a great overview of time management basics while helping you apply several of the key principles in a very deep way.
I remember a couple that just impacted me was his whole idea of that everything that you need to do needs to be in one place. You know, the one task list, the one calendar kind of idea. And then the other thing that he mentioned that I love so much was a lot of the stress in our lives is because there are things that we know are out there we're supposed to do, but we're not exactly sure. And so he talked about when you have a thought of something you need to do, just write it down real quickly in a place that you know you'll see it again. So those were a couple principles out of that one that that really helped me.
Yeah, and then another book that is sort of similar in that it gives a bigger picture view of time with some practical application is by Stephen Covey called First Things First. And many of us have been impacted by Covey's 7 Habits, which is a book that we've recommended before. But like any book that's not primarily written with a theological foundation, you have to put this through your own lens. But First Things First does a great job at the 4 quadrants that I talked about earlier in the resource, which is the urgent and important, the not urgent but important, the urgent not urgent, all of that, or urgent and not important, and all the different quadrants that we looked at. And I think Covey, as much as anybody, really frames the discussion around time management. He gives you the parameters that talk about what's important in your life versus what you have to accomplish. So I would recommend that book, First Things First, and I'm sure that's available as audio as well. But I would say the diagrams that he has in the book are probably worth the price of the book to help you really summarize how you're spending your time and some of the exercises that he gives.
Okay, so you've recommended some things by Brian Tracy, by David Allen, by Stephen Covey. Anybody else out there that
Let's not forget Bob Harrison.
Oh, yes.
On Time Increase. And then I would just recommend one more that's a little bit of an older book, but at the time of this recording, it's still available on Amazon.com. It's called Time Tactics for Very Successful People. Time Tactics for Very Successful People. And this is a book that has been around now for several decades, and it goes back into some of the classic time management principles that I brought back in this recording. It's by a guy named Eugene Griessman, G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N. And all of these books, as well as many others, are available in the bibliography on the resource disc. Now, what I like about this book is just by purchasing the book, I feel very successful. Because the book is called Time Tactics of Very Successful People. So clearly it's implied that you would not be very successful if you were not buying this book. So I like to walk up to the counter and say, this is for very successful people. I'm a very successful person, so I want to pick this up. But beyond that, it's really quick hits. It's a very similar kind of process to what I used for this recording, where he will spend a page or two on different principles. He has a principle called the piggyback principle that is really great about how you stack work and you do like tasks together. He talks about setting your priorities. He has the 80-20 principle in there, the 80-20 rule. He actually talks about some myths of time management. that are really helpful. But you can go through this little book pretty fast, but you're going to pick up a lot that is going to be complementary to what I talked about. But he's also going to say things in a very different way. And so I really recommend that book to you. In fact, I would say next to Bob Harrison's foundation of the Christian foundation of time management, this may be the first book I would start with, Time Tactics of Very Successful People.
Well, I think that's a pretty good list that we could look at.
Should keep us all busy for a little while.
I think so. But it's so important, Nelson. It's so important for us to continue to develop our ability in managing our time, to learn how to be better at it. All of us one day, I mean, we've taught this so many times, but every one of us will one day stand before God, and he'll ask us what we've done with what he gave us. And that's really what have we done with the time, with the opportunity that he gave us. And I know every one of you, like Nelson and I, want him to look at us and say, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. We want to be faithful with what God's given us. It says that in Ephesians that before the world even began, he determined the good works that he wanted us to work in, to walk in, rather. And the only way to walk in them is if we've managed our time to be able to follow his will and walk in all of those things. So again, thank you for picking up this resource. Thank you for being a person who's committed not only to do what you can now with your time, but to be committed to learn and continue to develop to be better and better in this area.